Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Samach, the last daf of the eighth parak of Maseches Nazir. We left off on Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Adli Lenishmas, his mother, called Bas Simcha LeHashalom, by Kenny Sharf, in honor of his mother's yard site, Chana Bas Yehuda Alevi, Nisham Shavin Aliyah. It is also sponsored by Simeon Moshe Kleinman, and his chutzur for Shlema from Moshe Ali Melech Halevi Ben Basha. It is also sponsored by Shelley and Miriam Aberman in honor of the birth of a baby boy to Tamar and Alicia Schmutter, wishing Mazel Tov to the proud parents and the entire Mishpacha Mazel Tov. And they should be Zochel Achnisa B'risa Shel Avram Avinu B'zman L'gadol Torah L'chupa U'lemaisim Tovim. So we are holding... Zoom back. Yeah, so we are holding on the Mishnah at the bottom of Daf Nun Tes and Beis, and the Mishnah is going to talk about the case that we've already discussed, where you have a person who is a Nazir, but he might have become Tameh, and he also might be a Metzora. So both of those things are Sfeikos. So how does he handle the whole process in order to once again be able to eat Kachim, because a Metzora is not allowed to eat Kachim, and to also once again be allowed to drink wine and to be Metameh in the Mesim, which obviously a Nazir is not allowed to do. So what is the process to get out of any potential problems of tzara'as and any potential problems of Nazirus Tuma, and to complete his potential Nazirus Tahara. So the Gemara is going to explain what happens at each level, after 30 days, after 60 days, after 90 days, after 120 days, which karbanos he brings, why he brings those karbanos, and that's the entire Amud Aleph is dedicated to explaining that. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about, okay, that's if you have a case where he knows for sure he's a Nazir, but he might be Tameh, and he might be a Metzora. What if you change some of the factors? You have all three factors, but some of the mites turn into definites, right? What if he's a Nazir, and he knows he's Tameh, but he's not sure if he's a Metzora? Or he's a Nazir, and he knows he's a Metzora, but he's not sure if he's Tameh. So then how does that change the equation? And in that discussion, the Gemara is going to highlight three differences between the process of Giluach that a Metzora does and the process of Giluach that a Nazir does. And that's why the Giluach can't be Ola Leze Uleze. A single Giluach won't work for a Nazir and a Metzora because they have totally different rules of the Giluach. And then on the top of Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, we're going to try to make a run to finish the parak over here, we're going to talk about whether Giluach of a Nazir Tameh is just, the purpose of Giluach of a Nazir Tameh is just to get rid of that hair so that he could do a proper Gidul Seir and a proper Giluach, or is it actually a mitzvah's giluach? And the Gemara is going to say, nafkamina is, can you get rid of it some other way, other than a giluach? If you have some sort of chemical that will remove all the hair, maybe that would be better to do in such a circumstance. So let's begin with the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. So the Mishnah explains the din of a Nazir who has a suffek that he might be Tamei for two reasons, that he might be Tamei of Lemeis and that he might be a Mitzora. It's interesting that Tiferes Yisrael in his Hakdama to this Mishnah says that in order to understand this Mishnah really well, it's really important to go over the dinim of a Nazir Tamei, a Nazir Tahar, and a Mitzora. Because if you don't know those dinim, then none of these things make sense. Meaning you're trying to figure out how he gets out of being a Mitzora. Well, how does normal Mitzora go out of being a Mitzora? How does he get out of his Nazirus Tameh? Well, how does that normally happen? So it's important to chazer over why it normally, how things normally work. And the way it normally works is as follows. If a Nazir becomes Tameh Lemeis, he counts 7 days. During those 7 days, he does Azah Shlishi Yushvi'i with the Efer Parah Aduma to be Mitar himself from Tumas Meis. He goes to the mikvah on day 7 and he's Megaleach. On day 8, he brings the special set of karbanos for a Nazir who had become Tameh, and then he begins his new Nazirus of Tahara. And then at the conclusion of the Nazirus Tahara, when that's over, he brings his karbanos for the Nazirus Tahara, he's Megaleach again, and then he's finally allowed to drink wine. That's the din of a Nazir that becomes Tameh. The din of a Mitzora, when a Mitzora finally is healed of his Tzara'as, so he's not done yet, he still has his Tumas Tzara'as, so what's he going to do? He brings two birds and he does what the Torah says to do with them. And then he's Megaleach and he's Tovel and he counts 7 days or more. And then he's Megaleach again and Tovel again. And then he brings a set of karbanos that the Torah talks about then. And then he's allowed to eat Kachim. a Nazir that in middle of his Nazirus became Chayiv in the Dine Taras HaMetzara, the days of his Tara do not count toward the days of his Nazirus, and the Teglachas that he does for his Tzara'as does not count for the Teglachas of his Nazirus. So first he's knowing the Din Taras HaMetzara and the Teglachas to take care of Metzara, and then he begins his Nazirus. So with that backdrop, let's see our Mishnah. So Nazir Shayu Safek Tameh. You have a Nazir who has a Safek that maybe on the day that he was Mekabel the Nazirus, he became Tameh Tumas Meis. Because if Itaka did become Tameh, he's going to need two Teglachos, one after the Azaz Mechata Shlishi Shvi'i, he's Tovel Megaleach, and he brings a Karban, and then a second one at the conclusion of his Nazirus Tahara. So Mitzad, the fact that he might be a Nazir Tameh, that alone would require two Teglachos. One for the Teglachos of getting out of the Tumas Meis, and then the Teglachos at the end of the Nazirus Tahara, and Umuchar Pesavik. But this guy has a more complicated life. He also might be Tameh as a Mitzora, because he saw a Nega sometime in the past that was a Suffolk, whether it made him into a Mitzora Mukhlat or not, and now, pumped on the day of the beginning of his Nazirus, that Nega is Nisrapes. He has a Refuah from that Nega, so now he's got to go through the process of being Mitar himself from the Tzaras. So had he been a Vaday Mitzora, that would require two more Teglachos. One at the beginning, as soon as the Nega is Nisrape, and the one after 7 days when he's Megaleach and he's Tovel and he brings the Karbonos of a Mitzora. So what happens with such a person? Ochel b'kachim l'chashishim yom. He's not allowed to eat kachim until 60 days later, because one of the sveikos is a chashash tzaras, and a Mitzora is not allowed to eat kachim until he becomes tar and he brings the Karbonos of a Mitzora. So in the case that we're dealing with, he's also a Nazir, so he's not able to bring the Karbonos of the Mitzora that would be matrim to eat kachim until 60 days later, and we'll see why. And he's not going to be out of any potential possibility of Nazirus until 120 days later, so he's not going to be able to drink wine or be Matami Lemesim until 120 days later. So why does he have to wait 60 days to be able to eat Kachim? Why does he have to wait 120 days to be able to drink wine and to be Matami Lemesim? So the Mishnah explains, Sheteglachas hanega docha teglachas hanazir bizman shu vaday, but avol bizman shu safek eino docha. Because the rule is that while it's true that even when a person is both a Nazir and a Mitzora, he could do the Teglachos of a Mitzora during his Nazirus, and he doesn't have to worry about that. That's only when he knows that he's a Mitzora. But if he's only a Suffolk Mitzora, he might be a Mitzora, might not be a Mitzora, we can't take that risk that we're going to let him shave, we're going to let him do a Teglachos. He might be a Nazir and not a Mitzora. So you can't have a person do a Teglachos. So the Teglachos, the mitzvah of a Mitzora, to be Megaleach his hair after there's a Refuah from the Nega, that's docha, the yisrolosa say of a Nazir getting a haircut, but only when it's a vadai, when it's a safek, whether he's a mitzora, it's not docha. That safek chiyuv of teglachas is not going to be docha, the yisrolosa say of a Nazir not getting a haircut. So if the guy wanted to come and do a teglachas as soon as he's nirpa minigo, as soon as he no longer has the nega, so we're going to tell him, wait, maybe that wasn't saras at all, and maybe you're still in your naziras tahara right now, and therefore you have to wait until, if you actually were a Nazir Tar, you'd have to wait until that Nazirus Tar would end, which is 30 days. Now we allow you to do a Giluach. And then you're going to have to wait another 30 days to do the second Giluach. And then you're going to, because it could be that your Nazirus Tara only begins then. And then you're going to have to bring Karbanos Mitzora, and you'll be able to eat Kachim. Now, to drink wine and to be Mitami Lemeis, before he could do that, he needs another two Teglachos, which all told is going to be four Teglachos. So it's going to turn out that he's going to have to wait 120 days, because only then is he for sure, has he fulfilled the Nazirus Tahara that he had sent out to fulfill. So the Gemara brings a brisa that explains the Mishnah. So Tana, we have a brisa, Bamed var mamurim b'nazirus muetes. First of all, the assumption in the whole Mishnah is that it's a 30-day Nazirus. It's called the Nazirus muetes because that is not only the standard Nazirus, stam Nazirus, but it's also the minimal Nazirus. You can't do a Nazirus for any less than 30 days. So the Mishnah had said that in the case of a Safek Tamei, Safek Mitzora, his Giluach is not Docha, the Isser Giluach of a Nazir, so he has to wait 30 days between each Giluach. Why 30 days between each Giluach? Because it's a Nazirus Muetes. it's a 30-day Nazirus. Aval, the Nazirus Pashana, but had the Nazirus that he accepted upon himself been a full year-long Nazirus, then Ochel B'Kachem Lachar Shtei Shanim, V'Shosiyayim Zanim Mesim Lachar Arba Shanim. Each, the interval between each Giluach is going to have to be a full Nazirus that he accepted. Because each time there's a suffix that this might be it. This might be the count toward his Nazirus. So then it's going to be 2 years and 4 years instead of 2 months and 4 months. So the Mishnah just kept it simple by making it a case of a Nazirus Muetes, a case of a Stam Nazirus of Shloshim Yom. So now another Brisa that elaborates on what he does with the Karbanos. Meaning now you just told me after 60 days we're very confident that he took care of his Tsaras. After 120 days, we're very confident that he took care of his Nazirus. But along the way, you have all of these Karbanos that have to be brought. So which Karbanos does he bring at which stage? So V'tani Allah, the Braisa elaborates on the Mishnah and tells me, Umigaleach arba teglachios, he does 4 teglachios, Teglachas Rishonah, the first Teglachas that he does is really because of 3 Sveikos. He's not sure what that first Teglachas is accomplishing. It might be that he's a Metzora, and that's the first Giluach that a person requires when he's Nirpa Mitzorato. It's definitely not the second Giluach of the Refuah Tzaras. That's the only thing we know it's not. It might be the first Giluach of the Refuah from the Tzara'as. Or, second possibility, it could be that he's not a Metzora, but he's a Nazir Tameh, and this Giluach is for the Nazirus Tumah, so because you have to do a Giluach when you're Nitar Mitumah, so before you bring your Karbanos Tumah. Or it could be that he was neither Tameh nor a Metzora, he's totally Tahar, so that first Giluach that he does after 30 days is simply the Giluach that one does at the conclusion of a regular Nazirus. So all 3 of those are possibilities. So what do you do with Karbanos, when it could be that this is your first Giluach of Mitzora, it could be that this is your Nazirus Tuma Giluach, or it could be that this is your Nazirus Tahara Giluach. So what you do is, Mevi Tziporim V'chatas Ha'of V'olas Behema. You bring, at the time of that Teglachas, 2 Tziporim, because a Mitzora that had a Refuah brings 2 birds, and the Avoda of those 2 birds is outside of the Azara. One is Nishchat and one is Mushlach. One is sent away, and it's all done outside of the Azara, so it's not going to be chulin it's not going to be a violation of bringing chulin la'azara in case you're not a mitzora. So there's no risk in bringing those 2 birds. You're allowed to bring those 2 birds. You also bring a chatzosov because chatzosov is baal asafek. You're allowed to bring a chatzosov, and the reason for the chatzosov is maybe you're not a mitzora, maybe you're tamei. A mitzora wouldn't need this chatzosov. A nazir tamei would need this chatzosov, and you also bring an olas behema on the possibility that maybe you're neither Mitzora nor Tameh, and one of the Karbanos that a regular Nazir brings at the conclusion of his Nazirus is an Olas Behema. So that's what you do with the Teglachas Rishona. But then you get to Shnia. You get to Teglachas Shnia. Now what's the Teglachas Shnia about? Well, you have 2 possibilities. Maybe the fellow was a Mitzora Mukhlat, and now this is his second Giluach of Tzara'as. Or maybe he wasn't a Mitzora. He was a Stam Nazir that had become Tamei. So the Giluach Rishon was because of the be able to start the Nazirus Tara. And now he's concluding the Nazirus Tara. So the second Giluach is on account of 2 possibilities. Either it's his second Giluach of Tzaras, it's definitely not his first Giluach of Tzaras, or he was never a Mitzora, and therefore this might be his Giluach for Nazirus Tahara, because the first Giluach was for Nazirus Tuma. So what does he do? In terms of Karbanos, maybe Chatas Ha'of, he brings another Chatas Ha'of, because maybe he in fact was a Mitzora, and one of the Karbanos that you bring at the Teglachas Shnia of a Mitzora is a Chatas Ha'of, Va'olas Behema, and he also brings another Olas Behema, because maybe in his first Nazirus he was not a Mitzora, he was Stam, a Nazir that had become Tameh, and now that he's finally been Yotze, his Chovas Nazirus Tara, because he's at 60 days later, so that's one of the Karbanos that he has to bring. Then Shlishis, by the time he gets to the third Teglachas, there's still 2 possibilities of what he was. Maybe initially he was both a Mitzora and a Nazir Tameh. So if that were the case, then the first two Teglachas that he did was just to take care of his Tzara'as, but nothing yet counted toward his Nazirus. So right now he's doing a Giluach of a Nazir who had just become Tar from his Tumah. So he's doing the Giluach of a Nazir Tameh. That's one possibility. The other possibility is maybe he was only a Mitzora but had not become Tameh the Mace. And the first two Giluchim were for the Taras HaMitzora. And now with the third Giluach, he's Yotzei the Chiv of Giluach, of a Nazir Tahor. Maybe this Giluach is just the end of a Nazirus. So what does he do? At the time of the Teglachas, maybe Chatas Ha'of. He brings a Chatas Ha'of because if he were both a Mitzora and a Nazir Tameh, now's the time to bring the Chatas Ha'of that a Nazir Tameh brings, because this is to be Mitar Mitumaso, Ve'olas Behema. But this also might be the conclusion of his Nazirus Tara, and therefore he brings in Olas Behema again. And then Revius, and then the fourth and final Teglachas, there's only one possibility by that point. That the only possibility of why he would need anything at this point, the only possibility that he hasn't already taken care of his Chiyuvim, is that he was a Mitzora and a Tameh. And if he was a Mitzora and a Tameh, then the first two Teglachas were to take care of the Mitzora apart. The third Teglachas was for Nazir Tameh, and now finally he's up to Nazir Tahar. Now finally he's able to conclude his Nazirus Tara, and therefore maybe Karban Tara, he brings all the Karbanos that a Nazir is concluding his Nazirus Tara is going to bring. Each time when I say there are two possibilities, three possibilities of what he is, that means aside from the possibility that he's already taken care of what he needed to take care of, meaning there's also a possibility that he's nothing, right? By stage 2, 3, and 4, there's a possibility that he's done already, because it could be that the first Teglachas took care of everything that he needed to do, because it could be that he was neither a Mitzora nor Tameh, and therefore after 30 days he was done, right? So that didn't even go into the realm of possibilities, because there's no need for a Karban in the, you know, when you're nothing, when you have no Chiyuvim left, right? So so that's the explanation of all of the Karbanos that he brings. So says Mar Amrit, Teglachas Rishon Mevi, we said that the Teglachas Rishon, he brings Tziporim, a Chatas Ha'of, and an Olas Behema, to cover all three possibilities. So says Gemara, Mimanavshach, whichever of the three possibilities you're going to go with, Shapir Kamaisi, he's doing the proper thing. Di'i Vade Mitzorahu, V'lav Tamehu, because if he was definitely a Mitzora, meaning if he was a Mitzora, and he was not Tameh, then Tziporim Chavaso, then the birds that he's bringing are actually his chiyuv, because you're supposed to bring two birds as part of the mitzora process, the chatas ha'ov, and that which he's makriv, the chatas ha'ov, because maybe he wasn't a mitzora, maybe he was only a nazir tameh, you could bring that even if you were a mitzora, safek, you bring a mitzora safek, because it's not like any other, you don't do with it what you would do with a normal chatas ha'ov, where some of it you're maktir on the mizbeach, and the kohanim eat the basar. No, with this chatas ha'ov, you sprinkle the dam on the kir hamizbeach, and whatever's left of the dam, you squeeze out on the yisod hamizbeach, and the animal itself, the bird itself, is azla lekvura. It goes and it's buried. So you don't have any worries. You're allowed to bring this chatas ha'of ala safek. You don't have a problem of bringing something on the mizbeach that doesn't belong. That idea that it goes lekvura, the Shidim Gretzis points out in Nimra Ben Israel, that's shitas Rabbi Yehuda in Maseches Tmura Daf Lamed Daled. The shita Chum over there is that it's holich l'sreifa, not l'kvura. And the Miri points out that the halacha is really like the chamim. So it's a little bit curious that this brisa assumes, like the das yachid, that we don't paskin like that it goes l'kvura. But either way, the point is the same. Meaning the point is that it's a zero risk proposition to bring this chatas off. Normally, to bring a chatas when you might not be chayiv a chatas is highly problematic. But there's such a thing as a chatas off, habala safik, that this is a chatas off that you can even bring ala safik. And as far as the ola is concerned, the ola havinadava, the ola's bema that he brings is for the sake of being mashlim the potential naziris tahara, and there's no chashash iser, because even if he's not obligated to bring that ola, because it's not the end of his naziris tahara, okay, so it's a nadava, let it be a matana, so he makes it tonight. And if he's chayiv in it and he really did complete his naziris tahara, this is the carbon for his naziris tahara, and if not, so it's part of a nadava, also a zero risk proposition. Meaning, generally speaking, when you're bringing karbanos that you're not sure about, there sometimes is a problem. If you're bringing an asham, you got to be sure. If you bring a chata, Shabbos, normally you have to be sure. So we describe why it is that none of these are problematic. The birds that you bring are not brought in the Beis HaMikdash at all. The Shechita and the Shiluach is what's done with the birds. The Chatzos that you bring is Chatzos of Abel HaSafek, because the body goes to Kvura, and whatever you squeeze out is just on the side of the Mizbech, or you serve the Mizbech. And the Ola is never a problem, because you're always allowed to bring an Ola Snedava. So now the Gemara explains, why doesn't he do a Giluach right away when he's nirpa, as soon as the tzaras goes away, and he's not Megaleach a second time 7 days later? I mean, normally when a person has tzaras, as soon as the nega disappears, you do a Giluach right there on the spot, 7 days later another Giluach. That's not what we had this guy do. This guy, tzaras disappears, 30 days later he does the first Giluach, 60 days later the second Giluach. So shiva, why can't you be Megaleachim in the first 7 days, like a regular mitzvah, that's Megaleach, as soon as he's cured of his tzaras, and wait 7 days in between the first Giluach and the second one? Now, Efshar, you can't do that, because if he was a Vadei mitzvah, yeah, that's what you would do. It would be Doch of the Yisra of Giluach of a Nazir, and he'd be allowed to do that even as a Nazir. But you can't do that over here, because maybe he's not a mitzvah. And if he's to be Megaleach now, and he's not a mitzvah, he's stopped violating his nazivos. Then he's just violating a law, sasev, rachmana amar, and the Torah says, when you are a nazir, tar lo yaver al rosho ad melos. You have to wait until the conclusion of the Nazirus. So you have to wait for the Giluach Rishon until what might be his Nazirus is over, which is 30 days. And if 7 days after that Giluach, he wants to be Megaleach a second time, we say, wait, now might be your actual Nazirus. The first 30 days might have only been for the Nazirus Tumah. So now might be your actual Nazirus. So you need to wait another 30 days for the Giluach. So the Gemara explains, how is he with the karbanos that he brings at the Tiglachas Rishona if he's not a mitzora. V'ilav mitzora vaday havi v'hu tamei, if he's not a mitzora vaday and he is tamei, he's a tamei mace, and now he becomes tahar, so he also did okay with those karbanos. Meaning, what did those karbanos accomplish al hatzad that he wasn't really a mitzora but he was tamei? So chatas ha'ov chavaso, well, the chatas ha'ov is the easy one, because that's the chiyuv that a nazir Tamei is supposed to bring. So if he's a Nazir Tamei and he's not al hatzad that he's a Nazir Tamei and not a Mitzora, Chatas Ha'of is easy. Tziporin, okay, it's going to be a little harder, because the Tziporin were brought on account of the Tzara'as, but if he's not a Mitzora, he didn't really need them. So yeah, but there's no Isser to bring them, because I'm right, Kamas Abdin, the Avodah that you do with the birds is done Bachutz, it's not done in the Beis Mikdash, so you don't have a problem of Chulin Azara. V'lo Avi Chulin Bazara, and therefore it's not a violation of Chulin Bazara, which itself is Machlo and Kiddushin, whether Chulin Bazar is Nisad Raisa or Nisad Rabbanan. Va'olas Behema, and as far as the Olas Behema, which is only Al Atzad that he was a Nazir Tahar, Havi Nadava. So in Al Atzad that he's a Nazir Tameh, the Olas Behema is a Nadava. And then the third possibility, the ilav mitzoruhu vilav tamehu. So we already went through the first two possibilities. Again, we're not sure what this guy is. He's either both a mitzora and tameh. He's a mitzora, but he's not tameh. Or he's neither a mitzora, or he's four possibilities. He's a tameh, but he's not a mitzora. He's neither a mitzora nor tameh, right? So if he's not, so we went through the possibility we don't need to go through the possibility if he's a Vaday Tahar, right? If he's neither a Mitzorah nor a Tameh, because then just the first 30 days takes care of it. So he went through the possibilities that if he's a Mitzorah but not Tameh. Then we went through the possibility of what these Karbanos accomplish if he's not a Mitzorah but he's yes Tameh. So now we go through the possibility, V'ilav Mitzorah V'ilav Tamehu, and if he's neither a Mitzorah and he's also not Tameh, he's a Nazir Tahar. Sorry, that is a possibility we need to go through. And Mele doesn't have to, meaning the Mishnah went through the possibility if he's both. So now we're going through the possibilities, the other three possibilities. So Al-Tzad that he's neither Mitzora nor Tameh, he's a Nazir Tahar, so Meili doesn't have to bring Tziporim, nor does he have to bring a Karban Tumah. So there's also no Cheshash Isser in these Karbanos that he's bringing, because as we said, Tziporim Abrai Kamis Abdin. The birds, that's done outside, so that's not a problem. Chatas Ha'of, Lekvura, the Chatas Ha'of that he brought because maybe he's a Nazir Tameh and he needs it, you're allowed to bring a Batara Sabah. safek anyway. It's a chatasof, a bala safek. And volus behema, avyachavaso. And the olus behema, that's what he's actually going to need to bring. Frankly, Gemara, but you're missing something. If he's a mitzora, he's chayv to bring an asham mitzora. And so he hasn't really fulfilled all of his karbanos with the karbanos we just listed. We kept on talking about two birds, a chatasof and an olas nedava. An olas behema, not an olas, an olas behema that might be nedava, might be a chava. So what about the asham? So Rabbi Shimon here, we're assuming like Rabbi Shimon, damar maisiu masni, who holds that, yeah, you bring an asham as well, and you make it tonight. That if you were a mitzora, then it's for Yehova, and if it's not, then it's a shalmei nedava. That you can make it tonight. That the asham, if he's not really chayiv as an asham, then it should be the shalmei nedava. And that's assuming like the shita of Rabbi Shimon. What do you mean like the shita of Rabbi Shimon? What's the alternative? The alternative is the shita of chachamim that you're not allowed to bring an asham and make such a tonight, because the sof zman achila of an asham is before the sof zman achila of a shlamin. For a shlamin, you have shnei yamim v'layla echad. For an asham, it's Yom V'Layla. You just have that day and that night. So the Chum hold, you can't be maybe Kachim L'Beis HaPsul. What are you going to do? You're going to say that, oh, maybe it's an Asham, maybe it's a Shlamim. Alatzad that it's a Shlamim, and you stop eating it after one day, one night, and then you have no sir, you're going to have to burn it. So you bring maybe kachem based of psul unnecessarily. You should have been allowed to eat it for another day. So the chacham will just say, yeah, but the asham's not ma'akev. That's what you have to. That's what Tosos and the Rambam and the Rosh point out. Al kalpanim, the guy's still going to be allowed to eat kachem because the einu chinami. He couldn't bring his asham, but the asham is not ma'akev. So that's the understanding. The Ravid says that no, everyone holds the asham is ma'akev, and the machlok of shem and the chacham is whether maybe kachem based of psul or not. But the pashtus is that it's not ma'akev. Okay, so what do you do with the asham? According to Rabbi Shimon, you could even bring it and just make it tonight. So now the Gemara explains the rest of the Brisa as far as the other tiglachos and the karbanos that he brings. Tiglachos, shniyos, shlishis, the second and third tiglachos that it says in the Brisa that he brings only a chatas ha'of and an olas behema without the tziporim that are brought b'chutz for a mitzorah mukhlat. So the reason for that is tziporim lo tzarech da'avid. At that point, by the time he gets to tiglachos shniya, he no longer needs tziporim. Because if he was ever chayiv in them, he had to bring them the first time, and he did. So now he's out of that possibility of having to bring the tzipori mitzora. So ma'ika, what difference is there between the teglach hashniya and the teglach hashlishis? They're both bringing the same karbanos, and it's the same teglachas. So says Mar Dilma Vaday Muchlatu, because there's a concern. Maybe he's a mitzora muchlat, and he didn't really fully complete the obligations he has as a mitzora, as opposed to teglach hashlishis, he's already completed the possibilities of mitzora. So chad l'safik sifro, v'chad l'safik tumaso, the teglach hashniya that he does is and the chatasov that he brings is because this might be the second teglachas of his tzara'as, which you do normally after 7 days. The third teglachas is l'safik tumaso, is that he might have been tamid l'meis, and the first two teglachos were to take care of the tzaras, and this one is outside that he became tamei the mace. So the chatas of is from the karbonos that the nazir brings when he's tahir, when he becomes tahar, meitum aso. Teglachas revius, maybe karbon tahara. And the teglachas revius he brings, the normal karbonos that the nazir brings at the end of his nazirus tahara, which is a kivsa lechatas, a kevas liola, an ayil lishlamim. All of the regular karbanos umasni, and he has to make it tonight. That he vaday nazir who, if during the initial days of his nazirus he had not become tamei and he had not been a mitzora and he was perfectly good from the beginning, then ola rishona, the first olas beima that he brought with the teglachas rishona chova, that already was his olas chova v'zo, and the ola that he's makriv right now at the time of the teglachas revius nedava will instead be a nedava v'im tamei umuchlatu. And if he had become both a tamei meis and a mitzora muchlat, ola rishona nedava, the first ola that he brought with the teglachas rishona was a nedava, v'zol chova, and now he's finally getting around to his olas chova, v'zeh shar karbano, and the chatos and the shlamim that he's bringing now, in addition to that ola, are the other karbanos that he's chayiv as a nazir tahar. That even if he was yotzi as naziris tahara at one of the previous stages, at day 30, at day 60, or at day 90, but because of the sfeikos that that came up, he couldn't bring these karbanos yet at that time, so it was a slight delay in bringing the karbanos. So either these karbanos are right on time, or they're 30 days late, or they're 60 days late, or they're 90 days late, but at least they're being done, and that's fine. So he's fulfilling all of his chiyuvim at that time. So now the Gemara explains the periods of time that he has to wait for achilas kachim and drinking wine and being in tamei lemesim, either in a case where he definitely became tamei lemes, or a case where he was definitely a mitzvah. Meaning, we have been discussing until this point the possibility. The guy wasn't sure: am I a mitzvah or am I not a mitzvah? Did I become tamei? Did I not? So now the Gemara changes up a little bit. What if he was a tamei safek but a muchlat vaday? What if a guy was a nazir? He's not sure if he became tamei, but he knows that he's a mitzvah. So then ochel b'kachim lachashma. Then he's going to be allowed to eat kachim 8 days later. Why is he allowed to eat kachim 8 days later? Because if he knows that he's a mitzora, it doesn't matter that he's a nazir. He could do his mitzora process right away. He's allowed to, as soon as he's near mitzorato, to glachas rishona. 7 days later, to glachas shnia. Right? He could definitely do that because that's what you're supposed to do if you definitely become a mitzora during your nazirus. But shosiyad time in mesim, lachas shishim v'shiva yamin. But it's going to be 67 days until he can get out of his nazirus because he might be tamei. So the first 30 days after he takes care of the tzaras is going to be for the possibility of nazirus tuma, and then another 30 days for the possibility of nazirus tara. What if it's the reverse? What if he's muchlat safek? He's not sure if he's a mitzora, but v'tamei vaday. He knows for sure that he's tamei lemeis. So then ochel b'kachim lachar shloshim v'shiva yamin. Then he's going to need to take care of his tumas meis before he takes care of his tzaras. So it's going to take 37 days to be able to eat kachim because he doesn't know that he has tzaras, so therefore he cannot be megaleach as soon as he's nirpa from the tzaras. He has to wait 7 days where he's mazah shlishi ushvi for the tara from tumas meis, meaning he has to go through a 7-day process just to become tara from tumas meis, and on that day he's megaleach and it counts either for his tzaras or for his tuma. And if he comes to be megaleach the second giluach for his tzaras, like normally you would do 7 days later after the first kiluach, we tell him, wait, you might not have tzara'as, and therefore right now might be your nazirus, so you can't just do it 7 days later, you need to wait 30 days. So you wait 30 days for his teglach hashnia. Good, and then he's taken care of his tzaras. So 37 days after he comes to us, he's going to be allowed to eat kachim. So it turns out that from the moment that he's near pamitzarato, from his suffix tzaras, until he eats kachim, is the 30 days of a nazirus and the 7 days of yamei tara. So it's 37 days, and on day 38, he's allowed to eat kachim. V'shosiyayinu mitamil mesim, lachar shivim va'arba'a yamim. And it takes 74 days to not have to worry about nazirus anymore from the beginning of his nazirus. Because if you were to come and want to drink wine, we would tell him, wait, maybe you had tzaras. And both the glachas that you already did are for the chiyuv of your tzaras. So you need another 7 days for your teglachas tumah. And then the next day, another 30 days of nazirus tara. So the entire period of time is 37 days more because of the suffix, is 37 days because of the suffix tzaras. Another 7 days for Tumah, and another 30 days for Nazirus Tara, which in total lands you at 74 days, and then on day 75, he's allowed to finally drink wine and be Metame the Mason. What if, though, he's Tame Vadai Umuchat Vadai? What if we change the case? The guy says, I know I'm Tame, and I know I have Tzaras. Then ochel b'kachim lachash shmoneh yamim. 8 days later, he's allowed to eat kachim because we know for sure the first thing he's got to do is take care of the tzara'as. So that will allow him to eat kachim. So he does the two teglachos of his tzara'as. V'shosiyayinu mitamei lemesim lachar arba'im va'arba'a yamim. And he can be drink wine and be mitamei lemesim 44 days after the beginning of his nazirus, because since he had tzara'as, he was not able to begin his 7 days of being mitamei himself from his tumas meis until the giluach sheni of the tzaras. So he had the 7 days of the tzaras first, then he has the 7 days of taking care of his tuma, and then he has a regular count of 30 days of nazirus tara. So that turns out to a grand total of 44 days. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to explain why it is that the teglachas that he does for his chiv tzaras doesn't work also for his chiv nazirus. And at the end of the day, it turns out what's going to emerge from this Gemara is that even though both a mitzora and a nazir are megaleach, there are three critical differences between those giluchim. Number one, a nazir tar and a mitzora in his second teglachas The purpose of the giluach is to remove that hair that has grown mitzad the mitzvah. Whereas a nazir that became tamei and a mitzvah in the first teglachas, it's to set the stage so that the mitzvah hair can grow. It's not to do a teglachas of the hair that was the mitzvah. It's to just clear everything away so that you could begin the growth of the mitzvah. Second chiluk is that a nazir tar is megaleach after you zorik the dam of the carbon. A nazir that became tamei and a mitzora b'teglach hashnia, you're megaleach before the zrikas adam of the karban. And the third difference is that a nazir that became tamei, you're megaleach after he's tovel b'mayim, whereas the teglachas of mitzora is before he's tovel b'mayim. So now with that backdrop, Shaul, Talmid of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the Talmid of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai asked him, nazir tahor u'mitzora, nazir tahor completed his nazirus tara. And let's say he becomes a mitzora on the day that he's mashlim his nazirus before he had a chance to be megaleach, he gets tzara'as. So a different case than we've been dealing with until now. We've been dealing with until now on the day that he was mekabel nazirus, he had tzara'as. Now we're talking about he's finished his nazirus and now he's struck with tzara'as. So he has two giluchim to do. One giluach for the conclusion of his nazirus tahara, and a second giluach for the giluach rishon of mitzora. So maushe galeach teglachas achas olo l'kan l'kan. Can you just do one teglachas and let it count for both? So Amar Lan, Rav Shimon Yochai said, no, Eino Megaleach, you cannot do that. First you have to be Megaleach and Metar Mitzorato, and then you'll be able to do your Teglachas HaNazir. Amar Lo Lama, they said, well, why not? Amar Lahen, so Rav Shimon Yochai said, Ilu zelegadel v'zelegadel zelahavir v'zelahavir yafata omrim. If they both giluchim were accomplishing the same thing, then what you'd be saying is good. But achshav nazir lahavir, at the nazirus tara, the purpose is to remove the growth of mitzvah that he's had over the last 30 days. Umitzora legadel, but the first teglachas of mitzora is just to clear away what's there so that he could be megadel the seir that he's going to need to be Megaleach in 7 days from now. So the two totally different functions of these two Giluchim, and therefore you can't do them both at the same time. So they asked him, Vaiter, okay, I understand now why the Giluach after Nazirus Kilchasa doesn't work for Teglachas Rishona of a Mitzora, but Vitalu Lime Sifro, what about the Teglachas Shnia of a Mitzora? After he counts the 7 days of Tara from the original Giluach, now the purpose of both giluchim are the same. It's to remove the hair in order to that he has grown mitzad the mitzvah. It's not just to clear the path for a new gidul. It's to remove that gidul that already happened. Va'amar lahen, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said back to his talmidim, ilu zelif nezrik astamim v'zelif nezrik astamim yafatam omrim. If both of those giluchim were supposed to be done before zrik astam, you'd be saying ganz good. But el mitzora lif nezrik astamim nazir le'achas zrik astamim. The problem is, a mitzora's giluach is done before the zrikas dam of his karban, and nazir's teglachas is done after the zrikas dam of his karban. So it's not the same, they're not compatible, so one teglachas can't work for both of them. So the Talmidim pressed further. Okay, I understand why the nazir is not going to work. The nazir taras teglachas is not going to work for the giluach rishona or shnia of tzara'as. I get why it doesn't work the mitzarato v'nizirusso, but vitalo, let it work the mitzarato v'tumaso. Let's assume when Nazir had become Tamei, and now he's getting over that Tumah. So before his Megaleach, the Teglach Shnia that he's Chayiv, Midin Mitzora, why doesn't that Teglachas work for both Teglach Shnia of Mitzora and the Teglachas that a Nazir Tamei is going to require? Amar Lahan, so he said, Ilu Zelef Nebias Mayim Vezelef Nebias, meaning because that solves both problems. The purpose, the function of both Teglachas is the same, and the timing as far as the Zrikas Adam of both of those Teglachas are the same, of a Nazir Tamei and a Teglach Shnia of Mitzora. So he said, because there's a third distinction. Ilu zelefnei bias mayim v'zelefnei bias mayim. If both of those teglachas were supposed to be done before he's tovel in the mikveh, so yafat momrim, then you'd be saying good. Elatame la'achar bias mayim mitzora lefnei bias mayim. Problem is, nazir tamei is achar bias mayim, and mitzora is lefnei bias mayim. So amelo yafa amarta. So the Talmidim says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, we understand shelo talu lo liyimei sifro uliyimei nizirusso, that it's not going to work for yimei sifro and Yimei Niziruso, but Vitalo Yimei Chiluto Vitumaso. Let it be the Teglachas Rishona of a Mitzora and the Teglachas of a Tumas Nazir count together as the same Teglachas. Dezelegadel Vizelegadelu. So Amalehen, he said, Nazir Tar Vuhu Mitzora, Zelegadel Vizelehavir. If you have a Nazir Tar and he's a Mitzora, the Teglachas Rishona of a Mitzora is to grow the hair. Whereas the teglachas of a nazir tar is to remove the hair, v'im nazir tamei v'hu mitzora, and if he's a nazir tamei and he's a mitzora, zel lifnei bias mayim v'zel liachar bias mayim, then the mitzora is megaleach before the tefila, the nazir who became tar is megaleach after the tefila. So Tani Rebbechia taught in a brisa that explains why it is that he's not a nazir cannot do one teglachas that will count for his chiyuv and for one of the teglachas of mitzora. So zel lifnei biyasmayim v'zel liachar biyasmayim, zel lifnei zrikas damim v'zel liachar zrikas damim. If he was a nazir tahar and he was a mitzora, one teglachas doesn't work because the mitzora's second teglachas is before the zrikas adam, whereas the nazir who was tahar, his Giluach is after the Zrikas Adam. Okay, we didn't quite make it to the end of the paragraph. From tomorrow, we'll pick up at the two dots. Everyone have a good Shabbos.